Jeff Idelson is the president of the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum. Jeff Idelson joins us on the Jeff Blair Show. Good morning, Mr. Idelson.
Dr. Blair, a pleasure.
How are you?
I'm doing great, Jeff. Always good to be with you.
You guys don't change these things very often. Why now?
What things?
The eligibility, you know, the rules as far as players remaining in the ballot for a maximum of 10 years instead of 15. You don't usually fiddle with those things.
No, Jeff, I mean, the rules have been, we haven't had a rule change since 1991 of any substance. And so to have a rule change all of a sudden, it takes people by surprise. But, you know, our board of directors meets twice a year, and annually we go over all sorts of policies and procedures, rules, the different various elections that are part of the Hall of Fame's makeup. And over the course of time, there's been discussion, and the thought came to fruition this weekend with the announcing going from 15 to 10, and we feel good about it. We've done our homework on it. It's about relevance and the fact that over the last, 35 years, three players have gotten in after the 10th ballot, and 99% of them haven't. So the relevance part is you get these folks who may be of consideration for the future to, an era committee a little faster, and it also doesn't leave them twisting in the wind.
You know, you guys probably, I shouldn't say just you guys, but I mean, the board probably realized that making any change or any tweak at this time was automatically going to mean that people were going to say, aha, they're reacting to the steroid issue. I mean, that's just that's the way it is. It doesn't matter what you're going to do. Somebody's going to be able to massage the argument to put it in that direction. How do you respond to that? Because it does seem, it seems to me you're telling people to make your mind up about players faster, which I'm not saying that's a bad thing, but that seems to me what you're saying to people.
We are saying that based on past results, not looking forward, but based on past results.
Mm-hmm.
I can tell you unequivocally that this was not done because it's the steroid era. It's done because it's a relevance issue. I mean, if you think about it, Jeff, if you waited till the steroid era was over with balloting, we wouldn't be making this change for like 15 years.
That's true.
You know, then it becomes even more irrelevant. So it's honestly circumstantial. And, you know, if you had a one-year problem with somebody, you could say it's reactionary. But to say it's reactionary to the steroid era just doesn't make any – I mean, people can spin it how they want, but it doesn't make any sense.
Jeff Idelson joins us on the Jeff Blair Show. When you talk about the relevancy. Look, most of us in baseball, everybody in baseball loves the Hall of Fame. Everybody loves going there. Everybody loves what it represents. Is there a concern on the part of the board, though, that, you know, maybe you need to do something, has to be done to, I don't know, I don't want to say pick up attendance, but maybe just kind of modernize it a little bit? Like, I don't know if changing this process necessarily modernizes it, but is there a sense, I think, Jeff, we're so used to the Hall of Fame. I say Baseball Hall of Fame to people, and it automatically represents something to them. And I think maybe people are concerned that by doing this, the Hall of Fame is signaling that it's worried about losing relevancy.
Well, I think it's fair to say that, but I think, you know, the same as any industry never wants to lose relevancy. I mean, you look at newspapers and how they've evolved to stay relevant.
Or devolved.
Or Devo. Well, I'm a big newspaper reader, but my point is I can read them all online now. That's an evolution, and we'd be foolhardy not to, not to continue to stay relevant. Our rules for election are constantly evolving. The writers' rules haven't changed much because they've remained, fairly relevant. If you look at our expansion, our era committee voting, those committees have changed dramatically over time to a point now where we feel they're very relevant. So, to say we want to stay relevant is absolutely true.
It appears as well that one of the results of this move, and I'm actually kind of favoring this in a strange sort of way, is it removes a bit of the difference between being voted into the Hall of Fame and being named by the committee. You know what I mean? I think in the past, some people have thought, yeah, he's a Hall of Famer, but he wasn't voted in. He was named by the committee. Well, maybe now the argument will be less about how you got into the Hall of Fame than the fact that you're there.
I think I think the argument about how they got in the Hall of Fame is really played out mostly in the media, because, and that's okay, and there's nothing wrong with it.
Sure.
When you come to Cooperstown and you walk through the Black Gallery, there's nothing that discerns a first ballot electee versus a 10th ballot electee versus someone elected by one of the various veterans committees. So, I think that's good fodder, but it's not really very prevalent in Cooperstown.
Jeff, it was good of you to do this. Thanks so much.
Always a pleasure, Jeff. Take care.